Carolyn Grogan graduates. Heaven in elation. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Pam's mom, Carolyn, passed into eternity last night, 7/9/2020. It would be hard to find a saint more eager and excited to be with her Lord. She is receiving a royal revelry. Carolyn is a woman who has made many great investments. Welcomed into eternal dwellings rightly describes heaven's scene. I used to tease Carolyn over an agreement we had. Carolyn, if you die before me, I'll come up with something nice to say about you. And if I die before you, you scratch your head and come up with something good about me. She would laugh. So, I'm under obligation, but no head scratching necessary. Carolyn loved to laugh. She would find any excuse to do so. Joy characterized her life as brightness characterizes the sun. Sometimes I thought she laughed too much. But I don't think heaven was offended by her joy and the faith behind it. Carolyn was an evangelist, a good newser. I recall times when we were together and she met a stranger. She would ask in various words, "Do you know my Lord Jesus?" We wrote a book about our daughter's resurrection, but didn't have much money to see it published. Carolyn volunteered to help with expenses. When I told her we did not know how the book would sell, or if we would be able to repay her, her reply was, "I'll take it in souls." I know for a fact that thousands came to Christ through that story and the TV and radio interviews which carried it around the world. Carolyn pitched in strongly to make the prayer meeting go to new levels. Most of her prayer was early in the morning with marked-up Bibles, inspirational books, prayer lists, and worship music in the background. She is famous in our family for praying her immediate and extended families into the kingdom. Carolyn delighted in her children, grands, and greats. She had many qualities which make for a great mom and grandmother. Fun, adventure, and celebration, sewing, cooking, canning, and more. I prize a beautiful, thick, warm sweater which she made for her husband, Frank, which I inherited. She was a godsend helping with our kids and concerns in Ellensburg and Goldendale, Washington. She also enjoyed living with us in Sevierville, Tennessee, and would adventure out on foot with her hat and stick to enjoy the beauty and see if there was a conversation to strike up. As she aged, the wrinkles always went upwards. The last leg of her race was a challenge as she struggled with memory loss. Nonetheless, her spirit always leaned toward the finish line, where her Lord, standing at the tape, was cheering her across. Many of us are jealous for her arrival and the joyful pomp and circumstance of reunion. May God bless each of us in our respective races and give us a special grace for strong kicks to our runs as we cross over.